You've been listening to President Joe Biden addressing the nation and the world today on the one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Very strong words coming from President Biden today, blaming former President Trump for the January 6th attack, saying he can't accept that he lost, that he continued to say with his bruised ego, he puts his own interests over democracy. Some other strong words that he continued to say through the speech, will of the people was under assault a year ago. He said the big lie being told by the former president and some Republicans surrounding the insurrection. And then he really implored with everyone, what kind of nation are we going to be? He said the people who attacked the Capitol a year ago held a dagger at the throat of democracy. They want to rule or they will ruin, was quoted from his speech. We are in a battle for the soul of America. Again, strong words coming from the president. It's good to get some analysis of this from someone who studies this. Political science professor from Hamline, David Schultz, joins us now. What are your impressions on how strong he came out in this speech, Professor Schultz?
It's a very powerful speech, especially in the sense of what he did two different things here. One of them, he lays significantly the blame on Donald Trump. And I think that's really important because it's really sort of setting a divide here, and really sort of laying the blame to where it is and pointing out and saying that, listen, he's the first ex-president in American history who really challenged the legitimacy of his losing. So I think stating that and laying the blame on him, I think is really tremendously important in terms of what argument he wants to make. The second thing that I thought was just really interesting listening to his speech was in terms of how he walked through basically what he calls three big lies and tried to say, listen, these are sort of three claims that are out there. Let me respond to those in terms of what really seems to be the truth. And then I think the third thing that I thought was fascinating was how he tried to put this in a much more global perspective in terms of saying that what happened on January 6th is really, I think the way I would characterize it, is a battle between democracy and non-democracy, and we have to win this one because we have enemies out there like China who want us to lose. And so from his perspective, I think he made a strong speech. Now, will he convince those who disagree with him? I don't think so. I think they've already made up their minds, but certainly he set a tone. I thought also it was important that he did this first thing in the morning, because I think what he smartly did from his perspective is speak early in the morning, which means his speech gets to set the news cycle for the whole day.
That's an interesting perspective. We talked with Minnesota GOP chair David Hahn earlier this morning, who says Democrats are politicizing what happened a year ago. How would you characterize it?
Well, I mean, we can't deny the fact that a bunch of people a year ago broke into the Capitol, caused a lot of damage, ransacked the place. We can't deny the fact that the president made a speech shortly before that. And partly what the Democrats are trying to do here is to find out what happened and why. I mean, one of the things that I hope we would all share an agreement on, and it's not clear that we do, is the fact that type of behavior, entering a Capitol, causing that destruction and so forth, is just not acceptable behavior in the United States. And so I think partly what the Democrats are trying to do is, there's no question, they're trying to get to the root of that. Now, are they also trying to use this for perhaps the purposes of maybe moving things such as an election bill and so forth? Probably they are also. But at the core, there ought to be something out there that everybody agrees to, that this is the first election in American history that resulted in this type of violence and action. And we hope, I think collectively as a society, we don't want to see that happen again.
It is 8:45. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. We just heard President Joe Biden address the nation and the world on this one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. We are talking to Hamline University professor David Schultz, getting his analysis of what President Biden had to say. Some of the things, you know, you say that he won't convince his people who don't believe in him and don't agree with him. Some of the things he tried to do, though, to reach out is, we are in the battle for the soul of America. Our darkest days can lead to light and hope. Do you think he's trying at least to bring people together on this day?
I think he's trying to. The fact that he was trying to appeal to some very common themes in, let's say, in American history, common themes in terms of what I would even say, what references to the Bible, America's standing in the world, and so forth. I mean, I think there's a sense in which he's trying to say, you know, to the American public, listen, what happened on January 6th is not what this country stands for. So he was trying to hearken back to some deep set of values about, I think he even used the words, what, rule of law at some point, in terms of how we're supposed to resolve things. And so who I think he wins over, of course, he's got the Democrats with him. There's no question about that. I think he, if I'm bringing up part, you know, in political ways, I think he's trying to convince the independents to say, this is not acceptable. He's trying to convince the people who are supporting law and order principles, this is not acceptable, bring them over. And then I think he's trying to bring over those Republicans, let's say the Lynn Cheney types of the world, who don't agree also with this approach of what happened, and really try to marginalize a small, let's say, at least what he hopes is a small constituency. So I do think he's trying to reach out and find common values. Again, for people who are just hardcore saying that, no, what happened on that day were patriots, he's not going to move them.
We know we have midterm elections coming up at the end of the year. Biden's polling numbers are dropping. He had some of the strongest attacks against the former president, saying that he's done so because he values power over principle, because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution. As we wrap up here, Professor Schultz, just some final thoughts on the strong words that President Biden used today against the former president.
His goal was to put the former president on defensive, and clearly to also sort of draw a line in the sand and say that going into the 2022 elections, these elections are not just about, let's say, electing a new Congress. They're a battle about democracy. And I think he was really imploring Republicans, don't stand behind Donald Trump.
Professor David Schultz, we really appreciate your perspective from Hamline University. It is always good to get analysis from someone who studies this. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Weather and traffic next.